The CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. The Pueblo Public Health Department is tightening restrictions again due to an increase in coronavirus cases. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The agency says five different coronavirus variants have shown up in Pueblo, including strains from Brazil and the UK. The new restrictions began on Wednesday morning to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Most locations will drop to 50% capacity, including restaurants and gyms. Bars will be closed. Other counties like El Paso and Teller also have these restrictions. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Grand Junction voted by a wide margin yesterday to approve pot dispensaries, CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Grand Junction residents had to pass two measures in order to allow marijuana businesses. One sets up a way to tax cannabis shops, and the other removes a 10-year-old ban on dispensaries. Back then, only medical marijuana businesses were legal in the state, so this sets the stage for the city's first-ever recreational dispensaries. Grand Junction is a historically conservative city, but the more conservative candidate lost in each of Tuesday's four city council races. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs City Council will have four newly elected officials. Randy Helms, Mike O'Malley, Dave Donaldson, and Nancy Hengem will join incumbents Richard Scorman and Yolanda Avila. Only 27% of the ballots were cast in yesterday's election. This is CPR News.